Again, next man up. The guys did a great job. Bailyn Spector knew the game plan, prepared like he was going to start, and the results are the results. And then Jamarcus comes in, again, gets another big play for us, and that's great to see. And these guys work hard, you know, so good things happen when you work hard, and sometimes the ball finds you like that. And again, it was a good team win. So all three phases, it's not about one person, but again, all three phases factored in the win, which is good to see.
Head coach Sean McDermott, and you know, there's a joke to be had here a little bit about the Bills' injury misfortune at linebacker already so soon. They made all this effort this offseason trying to address that depth, and where did it lead to? The same place. Back to me. Thanos. Where did it lead you? Back to me. And here we are with Dorian Williams, Bailyn Spector are going to get a lion's share of snaps in the middle there. Joe Andreessen is going to get called up on the active game day right now unless the Bills made another roster move. And they still might just to get someone for depth for a couple of weeks. The difference is Bailyn Spector played pretty well against Pittsburgh in the playoffs. But then he also got hurt. If there's a time for my linebacker depth to be tested, though, let it be now and not the divisional round against Kansas City. Let's deal with that now. That's probably the biggest part of it. It makes me feel better knowing that we're in week two. There's a way for this to stabilize itself out of the hell that we had to endure for a playoff game. There's a chance for things to stabilize out in the linebacking core. But man, the injury luck in the middle of the field has definitely been brutal, to say the least. But that's how it goes. It's football. There are injuries. They do happen. It stinks. All right, we don't have a lot of time. Let's get around the league. Because I'm a man of regimen! No, I'm not. I'm like everyone else here. We don't believe in format clocks. All right, New Orleans and Dallas. Pair of 1-0 teams here. And New Orleans fans are probably being very humble about the fact that they beat the bricks out of Carolina, but went, man, Carolina's bad. They're bad, but New Orleans, like, it's going to be a question of, okay, are we just mid again? And Dallas, with a very convincing win over Cleveland, but that had more to say about Deshaun Watson than anything else. But Cleveland's defense did not look very impressive either. They had a couple of few splash plays, but
their offense didn't look good either.
No, their offense was garbage.
Yeah.
That's because Deshaun Watson is a garbage quarterback and a garbage human. I'm just so happy that the quarterback play has caught up to how bad he is as a person. Tampa Bay and Detroit. Rematch of the divisional round last year, but also another pair of 1-0 teams squaring off here. Detroit is trying to keep things hot. Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield cooked against Washington, and I would like to see if he's able to do it against a, of course, more stout Lions team. It'd be nice, and it's a good, again, as you just mentioned, the divisional round matchup from last year, and that one was a good game. So let's see if that one's a good one here as well. Indianapolis and Green Bay. It's Malik Willis for the Packers for now, but also has Jordan Love been officially ruled out? I haven't seen that. And that would be wild if that's the case, but I would imagine Green Bay is going to trot Malik Willis out there for this, and they have to deal with that. Yeah, no, they have yet to rule out Jordan Love against the Colts, which would be wild to me and anyone that saw that replay. Indianapolis, they fought and scrapped with Houston. They're going to be a problem in the AFC South here this year and a fascinating team to watch out for. Anthony Richardson's fun. That bomb to Alec Pierce, are you kidding me? How deep that was, how perfect of a spiral it was, and then Indy posted the overhead of that pass. Oh, it was art. Like, that's where football is art. And it's amazing. It's something you can always appreciate. I thought about it here. But I got to stop hating on the Titans just because they're squarely at the Titans. But the Jets and Titans, I don't know if this is going to be a good game or not. Aaron Rodgers didn't look all that good. What a surprise for a guy who didn't play for the entirety of a year and is dealing with an Achilles injury and is not mobile. Very clearly not mobile anymore. And, you know, being 40 doesn't help with mobility. But I would imagine the Jets bounce back here. It's not impossible to see. I mean, but at the same time, the Tennessee Titans do put random scares into other teams. That said, I wouldn't expect it here. San Fran and Minnesota. The Vikings are surprising 1-0 in a dominant way against the Giants.
Sam Darnold looked pretty good.
He looked like the guy that was taken third overall.
Yeah. Now, that might be because he's in a better system.
Or it might be because he faced the Giants.
Yes. I feel like it's the latter.
San Fran, though, dealing with a problem. I said it last segment. Ian Rappaport reporting that the 49ers are placing Christian McCaffrey on injured reserve. The curse of the first overall fantasy pick continues, by the way.
They were fine without him last week.
I hope that it doesn't get to the point.
We don't need to pay McCaffrey.
I'm talking fantasy football.
Right.
Don't get the first overall pick. Trade it. Seriously.
If you can,
trade it. Find a way. Buy your friend pizza if it's a redraft league and be like, hey, $20. You take the pick from me and I'll take pick two. Seriously. And if someone offers you that trade, don't take it. Avoid first overall no matter what. I tried to help someone out in our league that I run, and she never has played fantasy football before. I'm like, Christian McCaffrey's a slam dunk. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. No. I am now never to be trusted. I seem like a traitor, and I am not beating the allegations. Not after that. Thanks, Kyle Shanahan. Really appreciate your secrecy. Seattle against New England. This game might be uglier than people are going to expect. The Seahawks were a bit of a mess against Denver last week. They gave up two safeties. How do you do that? Like, what kind of dumb luck do you have to, A, be pinned that deep in your own end twice, but then, two, also screw up badly enough that you have two safeties and still win the football game? That has more to do with Denver than Seattle. New England might go 2-0. And if that happens, get ready for a familiar brand of arrogance. All right, Evan. Do it to him. This is the feel of NFC Least football. And when I say NFC Least football, I mean squarely the other two teams, because Dallas and Philadelphia are good. But why does it always look like this every year in terms of the standings? Dallas and Philly fight for 1 and 2, and then Washington and New York are just not near 1 and 2.
I think there's no hope of the Giants. And
oh my God, what a disaster the Montreal Canadiens were.
I'd like to see Jaden Daniels. I think that I still... Obviously, he's only played one game, so...
Jaden Daniels already, by the way, took a cartoonish hit.
Yeah.
He got smacked on a slide, and his helmet went spinning off in a direction. I'm terrified for Daniels because of his play style and his reckless abandon. And then there's the New York Giants. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane are going to get themselves fired because they handcuffed themselves $40 million a year to Daniel Jones, and they really should not have done that.
I feel like that was more so their owner's fault.
No, that one is just, you're a general manager. Make the call. All right, with that ending, perfect time to move on. Carolina and Los Angeles. This one almost got it because of the Panthers alone, but they're already down bad. We can't keep kicking them. And the Chargers, I don't know what to make of them. They did okay against the Raiders, I'd say. They weren't convincing at all, so to say. But... I think the Chargers are winning this because Carolina is hapless. I don't know what happened to them. But David Tepper, the infection known as the Carolina Panthers owner, is clearly omnipresent within that organization. Cleveland and Jacksonville. Deshaun Watson is garbage. I expect Jacksonville to get this win, especially because they've got to be fuming after the way they lost to Miami in week one, giving up a fumble as they were about to make it a 3-score game and then collapsing a 17-point lead against the Dolphins. That's just embarrassing. But it's also par for the course for Jacksonville as of late. They are a team that just cannot get out of their own way. Las Vegas and Baltimore, the Ravens probably going to go ahead and stroll away with a win here. Vegas does not look ready. They're going to be a team drafting in the top five, I think, this year. And good for them, because the last piece that they need is really a solid quarterback and probably get themselves another wide receiver to add to the arsenal. Devontae Adams isn't getting any younger.
I also feel like Devontae Adams wants out of Vegas.
He probably does, but it's also nice to probably get someone to benefit and like pair up with him if that's going to become the case. Los Angeles and Arizona. I actually like this game. The Cards are scrappy. I liked what they brought against Buffalo in week one. And LA is a team ripe for that kind of like trip it up. The loser goes 0-2, and I feel like neither of these teams deserve that right now based on what you saw in week one. And that's just the tough way it's going to end up going there. It's going to be a fun division in the NFC West.
Puka Nacua, didn't he get placed on IR?
Yes. So, but, you know, you still have Cooper Kupp. You still have a talented team overall in LA. They fought off tooth and nail with the Lions in week one. Like I said, one of these teams is going to go to 0-2, and it's a shame. Because Pittsburgh and Denver, that means one of these teams is going to have a, like, Pittsburgh could go 2-0, and they're the worst team in the world to do that. I don't know what's up with the Pittsburgh Steelers and not enjoying fun as of late, from Matt Canada to now Arthur Smith, Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. There's no fun being had here, except for when you watch TJ Watt. The man's terrifying. Keep Pittsburgh away from my schedule for the rest of eternity while TJ Watt is there. Thank you. You're welcome. Kansas City and Cincinnati. The Bengals are in an interesting spot already. Joe Burrow doesn't look the same right now, but the problem with the Bengals has always been their early season puke. This is that unstoppable force, immovable object thing, because the Bengals play the Chiefs well. They really do a great job against Kansas City. But then the unstoppable force is the Bengals suck to start the season. They do. They're awful. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's more the same there. Kansas City will go to 2-0. We all hate our football lives, and time marches forward. Chicago and Houston. You'll be able to hear that here on WGR 820 kickoff on Sunday Night Football. The Texans should be able to win this one. They're the more complete team. The Bears, scrappy. The defense, talented, and very much carrying Caleb Williams through week one. I thought Caleb Williams was going to have a fun game against Tennessee. No. It took a Will Levis option pitch for the Bears to bail out Williams in that first game. Welcome to the NFL rookie. And it's not going to get easier against Houston. C.J. Stroud, that offense high-flying already. Stephon Diggs has a couple touchdowns. Why us? But he's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine. You know, that's a happy break-off, so to say. Atlanta, Philadelphia, Monday Night Football. I expect the Eagles to bounce back here. Atlanta's a joke of a team. Kirk Cousins does not look like he's comfortable right now. And that's another player coming off an Achilles tear. Maybe we should take these injuries as seriously as they are, people. I'd expect Philadelphia.
AJ Brown, he kind of appeared to have some... He had like a tightness in one of his muscles. I can't remember which one. So
Philly's still deep enough that they'll
be all
right.
Yeah, they'll be fine, but I feel like it's going to be a game.
Fantasy owners, watch out for AJ Brown there. All right, we got to wrap this show up in this next segment and move it pretty quick here as Sports Talk Saturday comes to a close coming up next here on WGR.